With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. World leaders at the G7 summit in Canada have been scrambling to find a way to contain the escalating war between Israel and Iran. In the meantime, President Trump leaving the summit early, returning to Washington, telling reporters, quote, "I have to be back." Well, the president urging Iran to return to the negotiating table, quote, "before it's too late." Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As Israel and Iran exchange deadly military airstrikes, the president is pressing the Iranian government to resume talks about its nuclear program.
Let's say Iran is not winning this war, and they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
Speaking at the G7 summit in Alberta, Canada, the president declined to answer what it would take for the U.S. to be directly involved in the growing conflict between Israel and Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finding 49% of likely voters say Department of Homeland Security doing a good or excellent job in securing the U.S. border. President Trump and Senate Republicans facing a crucial week in their push to enact a mammoth bill containing their domestic agenda. More from Bernie Bennett.
GOP leaders are hoping to unveil text this week that contains some of the thorniest issues they've been trying to work out. And the coming days could prove critical for winning over holdouts whose support will be necessary to pass the legislation. The crunch comes amid increasing skepticism that the conference will meet its ambitious July 4th deadline. The most anticipated item could arrive later Monday, when the Senate Finance Committee is aiming to release its portion of the chamber's text, which includes key sticking points such as Medicaid cuts and provisions eliminating taxes on tips and overtime, two of President Trump's top campaign promises. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And this is SRN News. Of the British Medical Association sparking a little controversy.
The nearly 200-year-old organization is proposing that doctors in the United Kingdom be released from the requirement that they report pedophilia to the authorities if they believe that the relationship is, quote, consensual. Parents groups, conservative politicians, and Christian leaders are all decrying the BMA's plan, calling it irresponsible because it is not possible for a child to give consent to having a sexual relationship with an adult. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Satanic Temple, Iowa, filing a complaint accusing state officials of discriminating against the group because its members' religion having denied them access to the state capitol building for a December holiday display and event. In 2023, the group's holiday observances garnered national attention after man destroyed their Iowa State House display. This is SRN News. Well, centuries-old monasteries have been damaged by an ongoing series of earthquakes. Here's Keith Peters.
It all happened in a secluded monastic community in northern Greece. A magnitude 5.3 quake struck the Mount Athos Peninsula on June 7th, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. The semi-autonomous monastic republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. It's home to 20 monasteries and observes strict traditions. Keith Peters, Washington.
More bloodshed in northeast Nigeria. Gunmen storming villages over the weekend and early Monday as well and have killed more now than 150 people. Leonard Lauder, a renowned philanthropist who expanded the family cosmetics business into a worldwide empire, has died at the age of 92. More details at srnnews.com.